Evet.
חודש אלול, ראש חודש השבת, לארי סייז, four hints in the Tanakh, in the Torah, in the Nevi'im, in the Ketuvim, about Elul. Abbreviation. The word Elul, this is the Ari says four times is we can find. Excuse me. The first time Ari says it's Shir Hashirim. The pasuk reads, "I am from my favorite, from my uncle, and the uncle is for me." In Hebrew is Ani Ledodi. I am from my uncle Ani. The first letter is Aleph. Ledodi. To my uncle, to my favorite is Lamed, Vedodi, and my uncle, my favorite, the first letter is Vav, Li, for me, Lamed. He says, Elul comes, have that sentence in front of you. I am for my uncle, uncle is for me. It's a simple explanation, means that Elul is the month of Teshuvah. It's the month of the Teshuvah. So, it means simple explanation. So remember, you're for Hashem, Hashem is for you, whatever it means. The second sentence already says, it's in Parashat Mishpatim, when the Torah talks about somebody that kills by mistake, and he has to run to a shelter city. So Hashem says, I'm going to prepare a place for you to run away. That's the subject. Now he says, in that sentence, the way it's written in the Torah, the sentence reads like this. If it happened to a person, Asher ina liyado, ina, the first letter is Aleph, liyado is Lamed, then something I should put, lecha, for you, a place to run away, makes Elul also. So the sentence reads, Hashem is going to designate for you a place. So Ari says, that's the second sentence you have to visualize. On Elul, if you remember in Parashat Mishpatim, it says Hashem is going to prepare for you a place to run away. Excuse me. This, you know what kind of a connection is to Elul, but Ari says, well, you find it in the Torah. The third sentence says that Ari is in Megillat Esther, and Mordechai and Esther decided to do on Purim Mishloach Manot and to give the poor people tzedakah. The sentence in Megillat Esther reads, Ish le'reu, a person to his friend, the first letter is of the word Ish is Aleph, Le'eu to his friend. First letter is Lame. Excuse me. O Matanot, and presence, the first letter is Vav. Live your name to the poor, the first letter is Lame. And he says, have this in mind. Have in mind the sentence in Megillat Esther. What this has to do with Derosh. Is that good? By the way, one of the Chachamim, writes in Shulchan Aruch, based on the pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah, when Ezra opened Beit HaMikdash, so people were crying, and Ezra and Nehemiah told them, don't cry, you go home and send Mishloach Manot. So one of the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch writes that Rosh Hashanah, excuse me, I will go. On Rosh Hashanah should send Mishloach Manot as well, like Purim. And here comes Ari and says that sentence that speaks about Mishloach Manot and Tzedakah for the poor of Purim has a hint for Elul. Sentence number four. And Moshe Rabbeinu talks what's going to be when Mashiach will come. Yad be'amenu, amen. So the Torah says Hashem is going to clean our heart. Umar Hashem melokecha et levavcha ve'et levav zarecha. Hashem is going to clean our heart and our children's heart. Again, the four words make Elul.
את.
First thing is Aleph.
Levavcha, your heart.
Lamed.
Ve.
Et.
And also, the first thing is Vav.
Levav, Zarecha.
The heart of your children.
Makes it four sentences.
And it says, this is something that hints, maybe there are more sentences. Maybe you can go on Google, maybe you can find more sentences. Letters of Elul is being hinted, but I'm designating those ones and those. Have in mind Elul is coming. Let me explain to us like this. Hashem created this world. He spoke to the angels and he told the angels, I would like to make mankind, but I'm gonna make it in our shape. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no form, has no body, but Hashem has something spiritual that if you want to make that spiritual as an entity, it's gonna look like a person's body. And that's the Torah says in the text that Hashem spoke to the angels, and Hashem told the angels, I would like to make someone's gonna look like us. As well as you can say that he should have knowledge and understanding like us as well. The Gemara said that the angels were very upset about it. And the Torah says that Hashem he made Adam HaRishon, and he told Adam HaRishon, you know, your job here in this world is to run the world. You do bidgat hayam uruf shamayim. In the text, the Torah says, Hashem told the same statement to Noah after the flood. So what it means is like this. Chachamim, the Gemara says, for example, if somebody is on Friday night in Tfilah, in the Kiddush, he has in mind, when he says, V'echulu ha-shamayim v'aretz, he says the Kiddush, the world is finished. So the Gemara says, if somebody says the Kavona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers him as a partner in creation. Means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create mankind to be like a puppet. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, and here, we go, we come. No. Originally, the thought of himself, Hashem, was that he's making cooperation with his humbleness, and he wants us to be a partner in the cooperation. Mordechai said Hashem had in mind, and Adam HaRishon, anytime he wants, he should hop to Shamayim to Kiseh HaKavod. Therefore, Hashem did not make bridges. Hashem did not make a house for Adam HaRishon. He doesn't need a house. He's like an angel. He's an angel. He can fly in between the drops. He doesn't need anything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we made mankind in order, so called, if we may say such a thing, to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it means. But this, the Torah says it. And Ramchal said, he said, this is, you should know that when Hashem spoke to us on our Sinai, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Am Israel that you my nation, it means that Hashem gave us another chance to do what he had in mind. Hashem never had in mind we should go and pray to him and serve him. He doesn't want. Of course, it's going to be a privilege to do something, but again, we are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it as a carbon copy. So Hashem decided, he told the angels, listen, since this man is going to be my partner, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to make him in the same exactly form that we are. That's why I have to make the same form. You can make a mankind to look anything. No. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us so called to be a, I don't know how to say that, but equal partner, if we may say such a thing, in creation. Now, you are my partner, and look, the Gemara says, the Elisha ben Avuya, Rabbi Bar Nes Rabbi, was on the same level of Rabbi Akiva in Kabbalah. and he was able to see what's going on in Shamayim. And one time, it was a very high level, he looked in Shamayim and he saw over there two entities. But we have to understand how deep it is and how clear vision the guy had. And the Gemara said he was right. He says, but it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is only one. The Gemara said it's true. But Hashem made the interior minister, that was Hanoch, that he was, of course, he was a person, and Hashem made him in his form. When he came up to Shamayim Hanoch, and he became the interior minister, that guy, Elisha ben Avuya, when he looked upstairs, he saw two entities, two entities the same. What do you mean the same? One is Hashem. Who is the second one? Second one is this guy, Hanoch. Which means it was a carbon copy. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed this guy, Elisha ben Avuya, it's true. I'm the soul maker of the world, but with my humbleness, I shared my power with somebody else, and I made him look like me, and in Shamayim looks like Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Gemara says his name also, that Hashem gave him, the numerical value of his name is Matat, is equal to Hashem's name Shin Dalet and Yud. Same thing. It's not just a carbon copy the way. So it means like this, a person has to understand he has two hands. It means Hashem has two hands also. And actually you read in the Torah describes Hashem sometimes. For example, when Hashem took us out of Egypt. So the Torah says Hashem took us out with a strong hand and stretched arm. I see Hashem is angry from his nose. Oh, Hashem smells, says the Torah, Hashem smells. Of course, everything is spiritual. But, like the man, that is spiritual upstairs, when the man came downstairs, he became physical. Like rain. There's no rain in the clouds. When the rain comes down, then it becomes physical. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, took a part of him and made something physical there. But when he made the person's body, he made sure that our body looks exactly like Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Torah. And the Torah says, the Gemara says, Chas Shalom, somebody deserves a death penalty. It's called skilas, being stoned. The Halacha is, the Torah says, after you stone the guy, you go and hang his body until the evening. Says the Torah, but in the evening you have to take it off. Says the Gemara, why have to take it off? What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, if you take the body down, it's because people that walk by at night, they will say, the king is hung, it means Hashem. What means Hashem? He's a person. He's a sinner. They stone him. And now they hung him. Says the Torah, take down the body at night. Why? Because people will walk by and they say, Hashem is hung. Because actually a person has to know the truth about it, that we were created exactly like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the angels. And that's why Hashem made us this way, because Hashem is the same thing. Of course, again, it's physical, but it is. But it's a carbon copy exactly. Why did Hashem do such a thing? What's the purpose? I mean, so Hashem could have made us and whatever he wants, whatever he wanted. I didn't have to be a carbon copy. So Chachamim says it like this. It says in Kabbalah it is like this. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu made us as a partner, as we may say equal partner, whatever it means. It means we have the power of Hashem inside us. As well, our body has an effect, an impact on Hashem's body, if we may say. Likewise, the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made us in his form. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected energy in this form. But because Hashem made us as a carbon copy, so also whatever we do has some kind of an effect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But actually, we say in every morning in the Tefillah, "Tnu Oz Elokim Ha'Esel Gavato V'Zo B'Shchakim." It says, "Give HaKadosh Baruch Hu energy." HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pride on Am Yisrael. "Ha'Esel Gavato V'Zo B'Shchakim." Hashem is speaking upstairs, but Hashem is telling us that the message is telling him, "You give me energy." It's like this: when a person does, for example, a mitzvah, so what actually does? The part of the body that he does the mitzvah, that part of the body sends energy, if we may say, to the same part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since we are carbon copy, and we're going to do something good, so that has effect as a reflection back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, it's the opposite also. It means that somebody does something not right. So with the part of the body did something not right, so called that part of HaKadosh, since we are carbon copy, makes Hashem a little bit weaker. That's the secret of creation. That's what Shabbat Chabad Mekoyim Hashem chose us. Since Hashem chose us, the person has to know that his obligation. That we so called our power is not our power, it's Hashem's power, but Hashem let us do something, and that thing that we do, we have to be careful not to wicked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's the Psukim in the Tanakh that says it clearly. That if we may say such a thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have it. For example, the spies came back, and after they saw all the giants and what's going on in Israel, they said, we're not so sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu can deliver. What do you mean? What are these stupid people? 10 out of 12 rabbis came back, the giants. And I said, you saw the giants over there in Israel, we saw some infernals. It's like, they say, like a person that owns a house and he has no strength to take his dishes, vessels out of his house. It means, Eretz Israel is the house of Hashem. And those people, Hashem created them. And Hashem has no power to take them out. I can see such a thing. Hashem has no power. But it means like this. With the sins of the world, what they did, the wicked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wicked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have, Hashem, with his humbleness, of course Hashem can do anything. Like Hashem can slaughter the Satan, he doesn't. Like the Gemara says, Hashem hates the Arabs and he doesn't destroy them. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that way. But we have to know the truth that with the sins of the people, so-called, they make HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit weaker. And those were the spies said, that we don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu can deliver Eretz Israel to us. I said, what do you mean? And so we saw the giants and saw how they behave over there, and we saw so many bad things in Israel. It means, why this is the land of Hashem? Obviously, Hashem does not have the power to do such a thing. That's the secret of creation. So it means that comes Rosh Hashanah, comes to the world, says, forget about the sins that Chas Shalom somebody did. It's okay. And you can settle with the Kadosh Baruch Hu with a good lawyer. But the problem is that the sins that people committed to certain parts of the body, so not only they ruin their own part of the body, that's what the sin does. Also, ruin and weaken Hashem's part of the body of Hashem. It's a major job on Rosh Hashanah, on Slichot. As we say, this is what we want really, the accomplishment of the Teshuvah, the accomplishment of regretting. It's not just, I'm sorry what I did that thing, that act. The consequence of the result of doing that thing, since the part of our body is doesn't have the right energy, again, we ruin HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand as well. Yeah, hand or foot, whatever it means. Yeah, the Torah tells us הקדוש ברוך הוא has feet. תחת רגליו, says the Gemara, the Torah tells us that Nadab and Avihu, that saw הקדוש ברוך הוא, that he rests his feet on his stool. And Navi says, when Moshiach will come, Hashem is going to rest his feet on Har HaZitim, on Olive Mountain. Yad Amen. But you see, description constantly in the Torah and the Navi, Hashem's body. This is, what's the purpose of it? Why are you saying those things? It's only a message for us that you have to understand. That as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has feet and has hands and has a heart, it says in Tefillah every day, Machshevot Libo Ledor Vador, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks in his heart. And it's a message. And he comes down and he says, here, Elul is coming. And he says, I want to tell you the secret of Elul. So the Gemara says like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he created this world to stay here on earth. Gemara says, Ikar Shina Batachtonim, the main Shekhinah should be here. Hashem decided to move down here. After Adam Rishon ate from the tree, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked himself up and went up one flight. And Cain killed Hevel, Hashem went up another flight. And Dor Enosh did Avodah Zarah, another one. And Dor HaMabul, another one. Dor HaPlaga, the generation made the tower, another one. Dor Sodom VaAmora, another one. And then the behavior of the Egyptian, another one. The Gemara says, came Abraham Avinu and was able to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me say, one floor down, one flight down. Came Yitzchak, another one. Came Yaakov, another one. And then came Levi, and then Kehat, and Amram, and Moshe, and Hashem came back on our scene. So the purpose of the stories in the Torah is to tell us what our job is. Our job is to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. But since people did not behave, what they did is they sent HaKadosh Baruch Hu up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zohar says, based on the Zohar, you should know, those seven floors, seven flights, are equivalent to Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. It means like this. Somebody did something wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided not to stay here. It means, you know what happened? Because that particular act ruined the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, people build a tower against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Avodah Zarah. This Avodah Zarah is in the heart of the person. It means they ruin their own heart and they ruin so-called heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every act that a person does, the effect of that act is going back all the way to the copy of us. I mean, it means original copy of it means HaKadosh Baruch. So let me explain like this. Look, and I says, Hashem made us two hands. Why Hashem made us two hands? Wouldn't it be better if we have three hands or four hands? He says, no. I says, your right hand, you have to have in mind, is Abraham Avinu, and your left hand is Yitzchak. Hashem created us with 2 feet, right two. And it says, the right foot is Moshe Rabbeinu, the left foot is Aaron. You have to have it in mind all the time, says as well. That's the person's body. So that is how this look. If we start Megillat Esther, Mordechai and Esther came with the idea after Haman was hung and celebration of Purim, and said people should do Mishloach Manot and give presents to the poor. I says, what this has to do with Purim? I says, Mishloach, you do something with your right hand, every time you do something with your right hand, that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu energy, so-called, to his right hand. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right hand, is Abraham Avinu. And says, what do you do with the right hand? Mitzvot. With your left hand, you control the bad entities. So our right hand is Abraham, our left hand is Yitzchak. Abraham Avinu is the one that Yinoach Nasat Orhim, he gives. Mordechai Nester, after the miracle, he decided everybody should do Mishloach Manot. This is your right hand. With your left hand, you have to give Tzedakah. Rambam says Tzedakah was invented by Yitzchak. So there was a famine, and Yitzchak went to Gran, and the Torah says he plowed and he seeded, and he gave Maaser. He gave Maaser. And says Tzedakah is to control bad entities. This is the left hand controls. And says, so the right hand is to give. The left hand is also to give, but the purpose is not to give. Is the purpose of tzedakah is to control bad entities. Mordechai Nesser decided that the correction of misbehavior of Am Yisrael, what they have to do, a lot of things. They have to also fix the mouth. They have to bring a lot of stare. But they have to fix the right and the left hand. So Aril says, look, he in that sentence to give Mishloach Manot and to give the Matanot La'Evyonim is Elul. Comes Elul. He says, the first thing you have to have in mind, you got to fix your right hand, you got to fix your left hand. Because by fixing it, so-called, you are fixing the hands of Hashem. That's the power. So have in mind Abraham and Yitzchak. And actually, the month of Elul, the tzeruf of the month is Zakat Tielanu Ki. This is the first word of what you have in mind. And Elul is Zakat. And so what is this? It's Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is the control of the bad entities. And says, Ari, look, Ish Le'er Matan Da'Yonim, the abbreviation of Chodesh Elul is, remember, Megillat Esther. I said, the first thing you have to have in mind is your right hand and your left hand in order again to fix if something you didn't do right or you prevented from doing right. So the right and the hand of a person are going to be fixed on Elul by doing mitzvot, by giving things like Avraham Avinu, the biblical Avraham Avinu, to fix your hands. The second thing, says Ari, is you have to fix your feet. Moshe and Aaron. So the right foot is Moshe, the left foot is Aaron. Moshe, what do you know about Moshe? Remember Moshe, the Gemara tells us why Moshe was chosen to be the Goel, the Redeemer. Gemara says because Moshe was a shepherd, and one day he saw a sheep and was running, and he chased the sheep. And he saw the sheep got to a spring, and he was thirsty. So Moshe picked up the sheep and said, I didn't know that you're thirsty, why don't you tell me? So when Hashem saw Moshe, that he ran after the sheep, and he took care of the sheep, Hashem said, now you can take care of Am Yisrael by running after the sheep. Running, you use your feet. The Gemara says, if somebody wants to know why Hashem gave us feet, why? For what? And we know the hands, already we know. Because Hashem wants us to give tzedakah, Hashem wants us to give presents. So you can't give without hand, you cannot give. Says the Gemara, you know why Hashem gave you feet? So we say in Kim HaSechet, Anu Ratzim Em Ratzim, Anu Ratzim Lechei Olam Haba. Says in Mishnah Perkei Avot, you have to run to do a mitzvah. You have to run away from doing a sin. Hashem gave us feet to do mitzvot, to run after them, to run to do mitzvot. For that Hashem gave us feet. Hashem didn't give us feet just to take a walk. Hashem gave us feet in order we should chase mitzvot. Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says, it's a mitzvah to run to Beit HaKnesset. It's a mitzvah. Because that how you use your feet. Your feet was given to you to run to do mitzvot. So you have two, because one, the right foot is Moshe, the left foot is Aaron. Says Ari, you know what? I'll tell you what it is. And it says, Elul is abbreviation. It says, Parashat Mishpatim, the Torah talks about a person that killed by mistake. Hashem writes in the Torah that Hashem is going to designate a place, and the Torah uses the word Lanu Shama to run over there. It says, you should know a rule is to run. To run where? To run to a shelter city. Who is the shelter city? Hashem is the shelter city. So Elul is fixing also your 2 feet. Because you run with your feet, and your 2 feet, with in Kabbalah, resembled Moshe and Aaron. It's called Netzach. Netzach Vehod. And says, you fix your 2 hands, you fix your 2 feet. The next one, and he says, Hashem writes in the Torah, Hashem is going to fix your heart. The heart of a person is Yaakov Avinu. Because the Gemara says, if you want to know why Hashem made your heart, why? Hashem could have just made it a little chip. But the Gemara says, the purpose of the heart is to understand Torah. V'tem belibenu v'ina l'avin haskil l'shmoa. P'tach libi b'toratach, we say in Nev 18. The heart is only because has a secret, the way Hashem made it, that the heart will get the Torah inside. And Rambam writes in his commentary that the more you learn Torah, the heart is full with Torah, you have less nonsense in your heart. Less Torah that you learn, says Rambam, that means there's a vacuum. He says that's the heart is like a vacuum, pumping. It's a shemit on purpose. The Gemara says to pump is like a sponge. As a sponge, says the Mishnah Berakhi Avot, is to accept the Torah like a sponge. As says Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara says, the Torah says, the power of Yaakov Avinu was Torah. Because there Hashem Yisharim Yisamchei Lev, the Bimeh says, when you learn Torah, the heart is happy. As the happiest heart is if you learn Torah. It says, Elul says, Ari, look, comes from a sentence, Hashem is going to clean your heart and your children's heart. Et le'ochad avzarecha, it means, have in mind, Elul, you have Abraham, Yitzchak already, you have Moshe, and now you have Yaakov, the heart. The last one says, Ari, is Ani l'viv d'lili, it says, this is our mouth. Our mouth is in our head. It says, you belong to Hashem, it's what? It says, Hashem blew into Adam HaRishon part of himself. And it says in our head, in our nose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put, so it says, Ruach Memalela. That Targum says, what did Hashem do to Adam HaRishon after he created mankind, the body? It says, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, yeah. Now it's David. David made Sefer Tehillim. This is fixing our mouth. Fixes our mouth, this is our neshama is in our mouth. As the Torah says, Hashem blew into our nose, what? So the Targum says, they are able to talk. And the Brit Milah of a person, Dari says, the numerical value of Milah and pen and mouth is the same as 85. So he says, that's what you have in mind. Elul is Anil Dibdili. I'm for my uncle, my favorite, is for me. It means have in mind that you have to fix your brain. You have to fix your mouth. You have to fix your nose. It says that is the power of Elul, he says. But again, it's not because our, as a message, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us as a carbon copy, it says you have to understand that your job is to make sure that your body are a copy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Chas Shalom don't do something that Chas Shalom ruins HaKadosh Baruch Hu's body. It's called Adam Kamun, Adam HaShalem, Kamala. As the Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, then Hashem is going to make a circle for the Tzadikim, and Tzadikim will see actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the circle, and they say, this is the one we hope for. So what are you trying to say? It says the tzaddikim, the body of the tzaddikim, is a perfect body. They didn't ruin it with the sins, Chas Shalom. And it says, they're going to see Hashem, says,